Buffalo Bills Combine coverage is presented by Napa Auto Parts. Visit your local Napa Auto Parts store for Napa know-how and all your car care needs.
Most random question I've been asked. I was filmed and asked how many uses you can have for a paperclip to answer in 1 minute. So that's one thing I was asked. What's that? I came up with Baker's Dozen, probably. I was still going when the minute was up. Just being at Michigan for another year. I mean, 134 years of that kind of tradition is unbelievable. Being a part of something like that for one more year, you can only have college for so long. I mean, fortunately enough, I'm still here standing in front of y'all and still in the same opportunity I was last year. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm very excited, and I can't wait for the future. Absolutely. I think my fundamentals and techniques, both in pass pro and run blocking, has gotten tremendously better. I mean, there's always a chance of, as far as a gamble, being like hurt or something like that. Absolutely, it's a gamble. But, you know, I want to be with my teammates for one more year. I want to have the opportunity to win a Big Ten championship one more time. But unfortunately, it didn't work out that way. But I'm not hurt. Nothing's wrong. So, like I said before, I'm absolutely thrilled to be here. I think my strengths as a player, I like to think that I'm very consistent. I play definitely through the whistle, and I think that's also one of my weaknesses, as everyone likes to comment on. But no doubt about it, I like to play through the whistle and do whatever I can to put people in the dirt as much as possible. I would say, you know, I'd have to take after another Michigan man if I had to pick myself to be like somebody. It would be Jake Long. I mean, he's an unbelievable player. He also wore number 77 at Michigan. That's awesome to even think to be compared to him. Jake Matthews? Jake Long, yes. I know him pretty well now. We've gotten to know each other, and he's a great guy. Phenomenal person. Call us text. I've seen him on campus a couple times. I've been around him several times. Got to know him and his wife. They're great people. That'd be unbelievable. I honestly, any team that wants to pick me, I would be more than happy to be there. I don't know if I'm, you know, have swagger or anything like that, but my main focus in my game is to give the running back an opportunity to have yards and give my quarterback an opportunity to be successful in the pocket. You know, my job doesn't give me, you know, highlights and stuff like that, but I love doing what I do, whether it's in the future, left tackle, right tackle, guard, center, it doesn't matter, as long as I have the opportunity. What are you most proud of in your development last year? One thing I really, really stressed on was pass protection, just because that's so huge in the NFL, and, you know, that's something I obviously need to get better. Everything in my game needs to get better. But my main focus is that, and I think it's gotten much better.
So where does this label
Wait, where did it come from? I don't know. I just know that, you know, if I was a coach, and if I was a coach and I would want my players to play through the whistle every single play. I mean, not necessarily dirty or nasty or, you know, get personal fouls, which I've done a couple times, but I would absolutely want my players to try to take somebody and put them in the dirt against their will every single time you play. No, actually, when I was in third grade, I was a corner, and the next year I quit football because I hate being hit. I didn't like being hit. So I was nervous about that. I don't know. I couldn't tell you what happened, but one thing led to another. My senior year, I played offensive tackle and had the opportunity to earn a scholarship to Michigan, and kind of just, you know, not going to take that for granted. Just say I'm not taking this for granted. That's the biggest trap question I've ever heard in my life. both those guys, Greg Robinson and Jake Matthews, they're great players. I've seen them play. They're awesome. As far as selling myself as a player, is like I've been saying, I'm a consistent player that plays through the whistle regardless. Whether, you know, it's injuries, whether it's anything, I'm going to play through it no matter what. Anything that happens, I'm here to play for the team. I'm a team player through and through.
How about that aggressive nature?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went over the Ohio State incident once before. I wasn't in any fight of any kind. I was actually breaking something up, and some guy said that I slugged him, but that's not who I am off the field. That's not the kind of person I am. It might seem that way because the way I play football, but that's not me as a person. Mm-hmm. That's definitely a situation between those two people. I'm not here to, you know, protect Brennan or the young lady. That's not what I'm here to do. I'm here to talk about football. I can say that I never said those things. I've said a lot of dumb things in my life, but those are not things that I've said. But like I said before, that's definitely a very touchy subject, and I would never disrespect a woman like that. I like to, you know, consider myself a guy that likes to hold doors instead of, you know, threaten people. That's not the kind of person I am. Absolutely. My freshman year of high school was, I mean, god awful. I don't think I passed half my classes. And my senior year, I had a full class schedule, and then I had two semesters of online classes. And just getting through that kind of made me notice that, you know, at the end of my high school, I'm either going to be working construction or I'm going to be, you know, have a scholarship to play at Michigan. And I just didn't want to take those things for granted. That's something you don't take. You have 4 to 5 years to change your entire life, to be standing on a podium like this in front of you people. It's unbelievable. Like, this, just being here right now is an absolute dream come true, regardless of what happens in May. Yeah, I've talked to him. I've talked to Steve Hutchinson, John Jensen, John Runyon. Those guys, you know, they're Michigan men. They're here to help out guys that have played at Michigan and done those sorts of things. Jake is, like I said, he's a phenomenal person. He called me and texted me the moment that my bowl game ended and said, if you need any help at all at any time, let me know. I'm here to help. I mean, he's a fundamentally sound technician who plays through the whistle, and that's one of the ways that I would like to play for my career, is however long it lasts. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's over now. I mean, I'll always be a Michigan man. I'll always believe in Michigan. When Michigan plays Ohio, I'm always going to call them Ohio. I'll never call them that other word. But Jack's a great guy. Ryan Shazier is a great guy. Isaiah Lewis, who y'all have seen me grab his face mask, are great friends. We're good friends now. We've all worked together. It's amazing how things change when you're all working towards the same goal. And it's amazing how, you know, people like aren't really who they are, who they seem like on a football field.
Did Jack give you any grief about not shaking hands with
him? Yeah, absolutely. He's actually took that pretty personal a couple times. And that's just, and that's, I guess, my on-field persona, I guess. The toughest pass rusher? The toughest pass rusher of his face is probably Jadeveon Clowney. Absolutely. Yeah, that game was unreal. Just having a month to prepare for a guy like that, knowing that he was going to be a top 5, top 10, you know, top whatever pick in the NFL draft, you know, with his speed, his strength, the combination of that and quickness, he's a very good player. And just taking the time I had to watch his film, do the things I had to do, almost put myself in an NFL situation, spending those extra hours at night that you have to do if you want this to be your job. And I feel like I played one of my best games against him. Oh, absolutely. I mean, University of Michigan has a huge tradition of bringing out offensive linemen, great offensive linemen. I'm not taking anything away from any other school either. Texas A&M is a great school. They had Luke Jokel come out last year. Those guys, they're good players, absolutely. I'm not taking anything away from them at all. That's a pretty big shadow, absolutely. And then, you know, wearing the number 77, I wore that my last year in high school, and I wanted to wear that again. Those are huge shoes to fill. Whether I filled those shoes or not, you know, it's really not for me to say. But, you know, he's always going to have a lasting impression of the University of Michigan, and I hope I do as well. Is somebody that I can talk to?
Yeah, have you talked to him?
Yeah, I've talked to him a couple times, and I've said that before, that after my bowl game, he called me and texted me and said, you know, if there's anything you need with this process, since I've already gone through it, you know, let me know, and I can do whatever I can to help. I don't know too much about him, but I do know that he was a hell of a player. Oh, it's awesome. I was with Michael most of the day today, getting poked and prodded by a bunch of doctors. So been up since about 4 a.m., so it's been awesome. I mean, I'm tired, but at the same time, it's such a thrilling experience just to be here. It's just unbelievable.